In order for you to grasp this horrific and yet very important event in our faith, I want to take some time to reflect on the heart of Jesus. What was he thinking? What was he feeling? What did he experience as he wandered his way to the cross, his crucifixion, and death? Jesus is brought before the high priest and the judge. Is there worry on his face? No. He knows how this is going to end. He will be condemned to death. He has no reason to lie, no reason to stretch the truth. Instead, his heart is calm and excited. The most important event in history is about to unfold. He looks across the gathered crowd who scream for his crucifixion. Sadness comes upon him. Why must they hate me so? They don't hate me. They hate that I am the object of their anger. Let me take your anger and your frustration. Let me take it from you to the cross that you may be free. You don't understand who I am or what you are saying, but you think you know best. You think this is right. Soon you will know right from wrong and be able to live freedom again. Soon your anger will change to shame as you realize God in your midst. The trial is over. Pilate orders Jesus to be scourged. The whips strike with slicing through the flesh, and lines of blood appear on his back. This is the price of love. No amount of pain will change my thoughts or my desire for these people. The whips must too be endured, that they may see the price of love, the cost it takes to give and sacrifice for those whom I love. Beaten by the whips, the people mock him. They throw a dirty scarlet cloak over the fresh wounds. They call me king, and so I am. They don't want a king. They desire freedom, demand it, to the point where they crucify the one who has authority over them. They want absolute freedom, and this is how they use it. Oh, my people, if only you could taste true freedom. If only you knew the joy of obedience. If only you could taste true love and desire after the good. Then you would understand your words. Only then would you desire me and my kingship. I have not come to control you, but to protect and provide for you. Beat me, mock me, spit on me, crown me, do whatever it takes to show the evil of your hearts, that you may be converted and choose me as your king. Dethroned and decrowned, the cross is placed upon his back, the rough wood grating against the open wounds on his back, the heavy weight bearing down upon his weakened body. This is why I have come, that the burdens of the world may be lifted up and the world finally become free. Free from the tyranny of the rulers of this world, free from the burdens of life, free from the challenges of being human. They can finally rise with me to the Father and experience his love. The weight becomes too much. Jesus falls. Dust covers his bloody body. A man appears to help. Does Jesus need the help? No, but he needs the man. This man is not here to bear Jesus' burden, but to understand the freedom Jesus gives in allowing him to carry our burdens. Jesus looks into his eyes and sees understanding. This man gets it. The cross is not heavy for him, but a joy to lift it with him. He sees his mother. She comes to him. In her eyes are a lively faith and a deep sorrow. Sadness wells up inside as he feels the pain of his mother. Does she stop him? No. She is there to encourage. She believes in this too. The pain of watching her son endure such agony doesn't dim her faith, but grows it. The cost of following God is laid bare to her. The moment has come. Jesus reaches the top of the hill. One nail is driven into his hand, then another in the opposite. His torn body stretches across the bare cross, reopening the partially closed wounds. A sigh emanated from him. The end is near. The end is coming. The purpose I came for is almost complete. Nails pound through his feet. The cross is heaved upwards. His hands and feet are pulled on the nails as his body is heaved up. Now, Father, glorify me. End the pain and suffering of the world. Open the gates of paradise to these people. Show them the love you have for me. May your creation finally turn back to their Creator. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why do we feel far from you when you are so close? Why do we shun your presence when it's filled with love? Show them again your power. Looking across the gathered crowd, his heart changed. I thirst. I thirst for their salvation. Will anyone heed my cry and thirst with me? Does anyone care about God and showing them the joy of salvation? He breathes his last. It is finished.